irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Hi, Facebook people. Hopefully everybody's watching us. And of course, I hope whole world is listening because it's almost 7 years every Monday. I'm here almost every Monday and I'm loving this city. It's just wonderful radio station and we are in Sherman Oaks in California. It's so warm. It's so beautiful. It's like just what's going on with this weather. That's how California is supposed to be all year around. Because too hot, I cannot take it.
5 degrees.
Do you like heat?
To be honest, hot. I can take all the heat in the
you
world.
You do.
I'm Polish, okay? So I just left Poland. I was there for 2.5 months during the summer. And it was so hot. But then that last week, it just got really cold. And I remember... I all of a sudden just like had the flashbacks of all Polish winters I had to go through. And I was so happy to get on the plane and be in LA. I got out on LAX and I just felt so blessed.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
We have to appreciate even the like the heat that's too hot. I think we have to appreciate
yes,
it.
My daughter doesn't know how cold can get in Europe and she will soon find out. But we got amazing two coats, like a really, really cool one. They're like almost... pillow one, but not too heavy, you know, but I think it's a perfect for her and just looking beautifully. Help with me. It's a big fat coat, but really looks very girlish.
She's just got to go now to wear
now
the coat.
Now it's like ticket and we go. We have coat, you know, and shoes. I got the shoes. She's like, oh, mommy, cannot be so cold. I'm like, you cannot believe how cold it could be. But anyway, now we heard no accent and that's like drives me crazy because I'm here for so many years and I cannot get rid of Polish accent.
Your
and
accent is beautiful. Are you kidding me? It's the
but you are Polish, beautiful actor, ballerina, and you don't have an accent. Your name is?
I'm Ida Nowakowska-Herndon.
Ida. Everybody needs to remember this name, Ida Nowakowska.
I often go just by Ida Victoria, just because my last names, now I have two since I got married. Are so long. It's just they don't ever end.
No. For actor, you need to just decide, and you need to make. You know. On another hand,
Ida
when people Victoria's fall in love
nice.
With you,
sorry,
Ida Victoria is nice.
That's my second name, really third. But
and
I
who knows many Idas? I don't, and I'm Polish, and I never met Ida in my life. And it's a beautiful name. Then parents did something really nice.
When,
for you.
Now it's easier to remember Ida. I don't know if you've seen the movie that won an Oscar.
Yes,
so
yes,
now everybody,
yes.
Whenever I introduce myself, even here in America, people are like, oh, you won an Oscar. I'm like, yes, I did. And I'm Polish too, you know.
And no accent. Ida Nowakowska, she's here. We'll find out a lot about this beautiful girl. And oh my gosh, her face, complexion, and just energy is like
is
so what young people supposed to be about. And I just, when I have young people like that next to me, I think the world will be amazing place to live in because, you know, the creativity here and beauty and energy and great education and travels and stuff like that. We will know a lot about you after this.
I just
this
have
hour.
To say, the world would be beautiful if everybody was just like you. I'm sorry, but...
It's true!
That would be the perfect world.
I know, I'm like this rabbit, you know, they say like they with batteries. I never... You know, how you call this battery
the
rabbit?
Energizer button.
I just cannot stop it, you know, and then add a few coffees a day. Okay, now we have also, right now I will say family here because two of my guests, I just call them really, really good friends. And even when we have monthly segment once a month, and it's very intelligent and very important a segment, I just miss them as a human too. Then we have good, good group of people today. Then maybe, please, we are talking business here. Jerry, could you tell us a name of your business if people want to know? Close to the microphone.
Thank you, Ilona. That's very sweet. We think of you as family, too. And I'm Jerry Kane, and I am an estate and elder law attorney.
Okay. This sounds so like people say, oh, I maybe never think about this. I don't know if I even need to right now to know more about this. But you, every month, you are scaring me positively, because, you know, it's like you think, oh, my gosh, it's so much to learn. Oh, my gosh. Then you bring me this a piece of paper with few questions or
just
topics.
A few.
Very good, because I couldn't ask you intelligent questions, but you can give me very good intelligent answer.
Well, I'm going to try.
And trained. You can train people to think that answers is not far away, is a phone call away from your company. Again, phone call. Number?
818-905-6088.
And name of your business one more time?
Law Offices of Gerald L. Kane.
Yeah, law offices. And it's something that Jerry is repeating over and over, that if people come to him, call him, and they say they heard us on the radio or saw us on the Facebook, he really will treat these people very, very, very nicely. And I swear to God, 90% of people who listen, watch us, they need these answers. And even they really do. I don't know why people don't talk loudly. This is like number one issues that families have.
Oh, yeah. We actually had a client, prospect call us today. If you're listening in Sacramento, who is a veteran, and thank you for your service.
Aww.
And one of the things we're going to talk about, one of the questions on there is, why is it so important for me to be on the show today?
Yeah.
And it's to talk a little bit about veterans as well as planning for long-term care.
Yeah, you have so many people who come to you for the life issues because the elderly law, and we have problems with veterans, which you'll be talking, you spoke like three last, I think, shows how really, really important it is to know certain things. And it's like, it's already over, or it's still, we have one more, two more weeks in October that we can do something about this. Next week.
Deadline.
Okay,
well,
then tell us right away what is this, because that's very important. Everybody who knows veteran, everybody who has neighbor or family or somebody who is person that we really, really are proud of and are thankful forever for their service, but maybe they don't know about it. Could you describe, because that's the most important.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
You know, the VA pension has been around, you know, for decades, and it's for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans, and it's really designed to help out to pay for care and long-term care. After October 18th, which just a few days away, the rules are changing a lot. So you won't be able to just easily plan and qualify the next day and just give away your assets. Now, contrary to belief, the VA benefits are not going away. I've had people call me up and say,
scared.
Oh, no,
the
program's going away. No, it's not going away. But after the 18th, it's going to be just a little bit more difficult to get the benefits. There's still going to be legal planning that we can do. You just won't be able to, in some cases, qualify as quickly.
Okay.
It's just going to take longer.
And we have a voice of Ken, and we love you. You have your own business, but
thank
really you are married to Jerry for many, many years.
Just eight.
That's in Hollywood. This is like lifetime, you know. You are so many years married to this beautiful gentleman. You both are amazing couple.
10 years.
And, you know, and mostly you are sitting here nicely supporting the thoughts and supporting the educational conversation that we have, because you really are working with Jerry in his business. But today I want to also give you a little bit time, and in future we'll be talking more, because really that's what excites me, what you are doing. Tell me a little bit about your business. Everybody needs to know that. Everybody needs to know. Girls, ladies, husbands, grandparents, parents, people who need to give gifts to somebody or just create something very unusual, that you cannot easily find in the stores. This beautiful lady can make this happen. Tell me your name of your business.
The name of the business is Princess Ray.
Oh.
And actually, Ray comes from, I'm from Israel, and my name in Hebrew means ray of light. So that's where the business name comes from. So it's Princess Ray. And I'm basically your gift-giving concierge. I take care of all your gift-giving needs. So I know a lot of people find it really difficult to find and give gifts, and that's what I do. I help personalize the gifts, because who doesn't like their name on stuff? I mean, you get something with your name on it, it's going to stay there forever, and everybody's going to appreciate that.
And you know, when you talk gifts, I know we had a beautiful singer from Poland here. And
Marta,
yes, and she came here, and what a beauty, too.
What a great girl.
And she just heard that what you can create. I didn't even have an idea. Next day, the girl called you, and like 4 days later, she had amazing on a wood plaque. Could you describe what she ordered?
Yes, she ordered, she had a picture of her and her American friends, and one of her friends had a birthday, and they wanted to give him a unique gift. And he saw, he was here at the studio, and he saw this picture that I engrave on a piece of wood, which is really beautiful. And he really liked it. So she called me up the next day, and she's like, can you make that for us to give him for his birthday? And so we did that, and he was really happy, and she was happy. So but one of my favorite things to create, because it's really unique.
But and this is like you can make somebody so happy because it's so personal. It's not like going to mall and say, can you engrave my child's name or something.
No,
this is like you come and you have this beautiful catalog, and people can just tell you what they want, and you will make this happen. And the quantity or amounts of things that they order could be one or could be hundreds.
Yes.
You know, that's what is cool too, because you think, oh, it's one of the one only, you know.
So that's why I say concierge, because I take care of all the gift giving needs. So if you need one of something, I can get it for you, but if you need quantities of something, I can get that for you as well.
And you are packaging this too, and you like deliver
everything from start to finish.
Okay, how we can find you?
You can find me on Facebook at The Gift Princess, and on my website, The Gift Princess or Princess Ray, doesn't matter, .com.
Lovely.
And what she's describing, you know, you just have to understand the technology. It's actually burning into the wood, but it's so precise, it looks in really, really high
like
quality
painting.
Precision painting on the wood almost. It's
real, completely.
Absolutely beautiful.
I visit you once and I'm like, I'm going, what is that? Boom, I see this room and it's like machines everywhere, lasers and this. I'm like, you're gorgeous. You think, how can you learn this? You know, I can knit, but computerized way of thinking and creating and the T-shirts
it's
and
so
names
fun.
And diamonds and crystals and
girls. Don't forget the bling.
I do a lot of bling.
And Christmas is coming. Holidays are coming.
Well, you know, I want to stop you here because I am a firm believer that you can give gifts not just for holidays. Because if you or birthdays, if you give a gift just out of the blue, how special is that? If you thought of somebody and it didn't take a...
That's called great husband. Honey, I have something for you.
Occasion where you're expected to give. Yeah. You just wanted to give. So I'm a big believer in just doing something, even small things, just out of the blue. And I think that it makes me happy to create the gifts for people, and it makes me even happier when I hear from my clients telling me how great of a gift they gave and the reaction from the person receiving the gift.
Oh, again, how we can get to you?
TheGiftPrincess.com.
TheGiftPrincess.com.
But I have
a lot of
unique stuff on my Facebook, so Facebook is a really great way to see a lot of that.
They're just people, right? You know, think about it. If you have 2 weeks from now, something very important, she can deliver. She did for our beautiful singer from Poland, you know, in 4 days. Probably was very fast, but you did it. Okay.
Don't forget, you can call her, too. What's the number?
818-292-7074.
Okay. I have your pen. It's the cutest things ever, too, with this fluffy head. And it's just one only pen that I always know where it is because I have so many pens everywhere. But this one, the fluffy, cute, hairy.
You know, that pen was because we did it. I do a lot of planning for individuals who have disabilities. So that pen that you got with the fuzzy head was for that, and it actually cleans your cell
phone. This is actually a
cool different. Show to the camera. But that's
about.
So it changes. It's LED.
But you had thank you. That's a gift for me.
Yes,
thank you so much. She didn't mean it, but I took it like it's my. Oh my gosh! And it's Ryan Sunshine. I like it. I don't want to do show anymore. Now I'll be changing color. Oh, okay. Make me peaceful. Where is the fluffy one I saw in your purse?
Do I have
you had. I saw.
She's like, I saw it.
The mop head pen.
Okay. This is the one.
And it cleans your cell phone, too.
Oh, and it's, okay. It's Jerry's cell phone. And what is good, the head is not only for fun. You can clean your computer off on it.
Or the phone.
And it's a stylus on the other side.
And your cat probably is going crazy. Is this something that we can give to Ida?
Yes, of course.
Ida!
I feel bad now.
No. I feel like Oprah. Oprah, you got a car. You got a car. You got a pen.
I'll take the car.
What else do you have in your purse?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a gift, princess.
I'll tell you a story. We're getting off topic. But
no, we love like that. Sometimes we need to just be off.
We went out to dinner for her birthday.
Yes. When? When is your birthday? What is it?
No, this was a few years ago.
Okay.
We go to dinner for her birthday. And
did you plant? Hold on.
Okay.
Did you plant?
She's like, wait.
The top, you take it off and you plant it and it grows.
Oh, my gosh. I thought this is your like business card stretched into the flower. But this has a meaning. This head is a, will grow something?
It grows. It has seeds in it. Seed paper. It's called seed paper.
You're genius.
Yeah.
It says on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Princess Ray. Everybody go and check her Facebook. You will see the magic.
Thank
and we'll let husband Jerry will let you finish the story. What's happened on the birthday?
Oh. So we were talking about what's in that purse. So we go out for her birthday and we order a cake like everybody else does. And I go to the lady, where's the candles? Like, we don't have any. So she whips out her bag and inside her bag she has candles. She has everything in there.
Ever since that, I took the candles out because I got so much black out of those candles in my purse, but I still have matches.
Matches, I don't know why. I have even in my car. I don't know why. I don't know, whatever. Okay, we are right now. Okay. I don't know if we need to start seriously or we need to talk about a Polish Film Festival. We do not have Władek Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, here with us. He's supposed to be, but he doesn't feel it too well. And he has been on a festival is coming in a week and a half.
Then going on right now.
Wednesday, we need to let him rest.
Feel better.
Really hard to put it together.
But we have a representation, of course, of the greatness and Polish art and creativity that will be there shown. And that's Ida Nowakowska. Ida, I will start a little bit from you, then I will move to serious educational stuff, and then we'll be back and forth. Yes. You know...
Doesn't have to be serious.
No, that's really not. I was thinking, oh my gosh, we'll be so serious, but really it's like, I'm happy to give people this information because after every time when you leave, I know... That wasn't so complicated. It's like really the hardest way is to pick up the phone or listening to our shows over and over and over because we had three different topics already. Okay, Ida, Polish Film Festival, and how did you get here? Because you are from Poland originally and you have amazing body of ballerina. That means that something of dancing was probably going on for many, many. Just tell us your life story.
Oh, my goodness.
Very long, short life story.
We have 50 hours. First, maybe before I start, thank you so much for the gifts. This is so impressive. And it's nice to see, and that's, I think, where my story begins, too, is to see people have passion. And that's perhaps that you can see it in the camera, but whoever is listening, they can only, you know, hear your voice. There's so much passion, you know, about yeah. what you do, and you're so excited to do it. It makes me want to, like, I'm thinking, who can I give a yes to right
yes,
now?
Yes,
I
yes.
just want you to do something, you know? So it's great, and this is, I think, what life is supposed to be
Absolutely.
About, doing what you're
making people happy.
About. Exactly. Making people happy or yes. changing some things, doing whatever you think you're best at and you can give the most energy to. And this is where my story begins,
yes.
I think, because when I was 5 years old, I was sent to a dance class. And, you know, just casual dance class because all of my girlfriends were going. Every little girl dreams of, a little pink tutu and a leotard. And I went and I liked it, but it was a little bit boring to me. So I moved around and I had, like, my own way of doing the class always. Long story short, I got hooked. I came back, and I've been dancing ever since I was 5 years old. So at some point, I did everything. I do all styles. So I finished National School of Ballet in Poland, but I do contemporary dance, modern jazz. I tap dance for like 12 years. I do hip hop.
Wow.
I did ballroom for a few years, but I'm not a professional ballroom dancer. I tried to underline that because it's like a completely different world of
yes.
dance. Yes, I was in New York City studying at PPAS, which is Professional Performing Arts School.
Wow.
You got some type of scholarship or?
That's a public school, actually. And I really recommend it to everybody. You have to audition to get in, but it is a public school, and they just want talents to be able to have a way of, growing. And it was a funny story how I even ended up in that school, because I just went during the summer with my friend who was older, and he knew all about that school because it's a really prestigious school, and he was like, I need to audition. Ida, come with me. I was like, I don't really want to. I'm coming back to Poland. You
wow.
know, I was like, I was doing musical theater at that point already, and Roma Theater in Warsaw, and I was playing in Peter Pan and Cats, and there was so much going on in my life, and I was really devoted to that theater. It was a big deal for me to perform there. And he was like, just come with me. I don't want to go alone. So we went, and he didn't get in, and I got in.
Oh.
But he didn't get in not because he wasn't good enough. I think he was already, like, too old, and they thought they can't really develop his skills as much
yeah.
as they would want to.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have somebody, you know, to work on that person. So I got in, and I was like, what do I do now? You know? And my mom was like, let's just
How
go.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
mama what?
My mom was like, you know.
She went with you to New York,
well,
or she sent
you?
The
reason I'm even American, I've
yes.
always been a dual citizen, is because of my mom, who immigrated during communism, and she is, like, the biggest American patriot you can ever encounter. She loves America, and she thinks it's the... She always says, and I say it after her, I copy her, I always say, I've said it in so many interviews, that Poland gave me roots, and America gave me wings. And it is true.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I'm so rooted in Poland, and I think I'm different, and I have, like, this blood.
Yeah,
Polish,
yeah.
you know,
yes,
and it's
yes.
like... fighter's blood, but America made me feel like I can really use that blood and make that body work and fly for things that matter,
right.
if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes.
my mom, as like a strong person that she is, and she's just my biggest inspiration, she was like, you know, let's just go and see. If you like it, you know, we might stay. If not, we come back to Poland. So we packed our bags and we went to New York, and like she moved back because she was in Poland already for years at that point because of my dad. And I started the school, and it was going really well for me. I loved it. Alicia Keys finished that school. Britney Spears was there for a few years, but then she came to LA. And so it was a cool, great environment of entertainment business, like a start of it. And I had a scholarship at Steps of Broadway with Leslie Brown, who was one of the biggest, like, ABT ballerinas. And that's where my adventure with dance really started.
Yeah.
She kind of took me under her wings, and that was the first time somebody really took care of me like that professionally. She didn't let me be in her class. There was a pre-professional class. She said, I'm too young, and I don't have the vocabulary. And I was so sad. Because, you know,
you do have vocabulary.
Vocabulary, the typical classical dance. And so I remember I left, and then she ran after me in the corridor, and she was like, you know what, but I can offer you private classes. But it's like impossible to get a private class with her, and they cost so much money. And we were like, oh my gosh, but you know, it's just so much. And she was like, no, for free. I want to take care of you, and I want you to be in my class. But
that's
in order
incredible.
For you to be in my class, I need to give you extra classes with me, extra private lessons. So I ended up being tutored by her for a year every day.
Then how many years you were in a...
Every day?
I know.
How many years you were in New York?
That is incredible.
Almost two.
Okay.
And I came back by accident too, because in meantime, I thought I'm going to be in New York for the rest of my life at that point. I got into two shows at the Metropolitan Opera. I was doing Les Troyens and La Bayadère with the Pure Ballet. So it was a nice way, because it was this was my ultimate dream, by the way. I was walking by the Metropolitan Opera every day, if I ever perform on this stage, I can die the second after I walk off the stage. Like, this is it. This is all I want to do in my life. And I went to this big audition. There were, 500 girls or something. They all looked the same. They were all on point. And we all had numbers. And I ended up being the one they picked. They picked, 10. So I started working with a Met, and that was it was just amazing.
Ida.
Everything I wanted. Sorry, I can keep
No, it's
sorry.
Fine. I will make a special show with you. But I need to know, to just get you to today, because we have this October 17th till 25th, 2018. Yes, we need to skip, of course. But we have October 17th till 25th, the Polish Film Festival. I have you, and I met you because of Władysław Juszkiewicz and because of your acting talent.
Yes.
And I really want to not miss this part to get you over the...
Yeah, okay, so let's just...
How did you get from dancing
York,
to acting?
LA.
That's the most important.
I've always been doing acting simultaneously with dance, so it's not... That's not a big... I always
not
did
in
that.
Poland, but in New York, you did also that?
Yeah, I did. I always thought that dance is going to be my passion, acting is going to be my profession.
Okay.
And it's not really a thing, but that's the way life is. It just gives you different opportunities, and I feel like you always have to take it. But, so I came back to Poland, and then I was in a Steven Seagal movie, actually.
I
got a lead part. I know, he's huge in Europe, so that was a big deal for Poland.
So
and I had a lead part, and I came back to Poland to do that, because we had different scenes. So I came back to Poland, and then started working really hard in Poland. There was a lot of things going on for me. But I always wanted to go back to America. So at some point, when I finished National School of Ballet, I graduated from high school. I decided to audition for UCLA, because that was my dream school, too. I know everybody wants to go to Yale and, Juilliard, but I always wanted to be on the West Coast, really, really. I just think it's like a heaven on earth here. And I got in, and I started UCLA, and I graduated.
Wow.
A few years ago. It's been a few years already, actually. And
you look 16 to me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Amazing.
Well, then you look 14,
I'm sorry, I'm 15. Amazing. Okay, then you are graduate right now, a few years, and now you are in Los Angeles, and that's the heavenly place for actors and dreamers. And you will be having big part in Polish Film Festival in shorts?
So for years I've been working here in Los Angeles doing different short films, and I take what I do very seriously, and I think I'm the most alternative actor you've ever met. Like, I've said no to so many parts that I thought were stupid. I wanted to shave my head at some point because I didn't want to get the person that was blonde, and I felt like everybody wants to cast me in stupid blonde part, and that's why I decided to work in Poland a lot, because I host things and I have just a lot of work in Poland, and then take every opportunity to do something artistic. And I've been taking ballet classes for 2 years with Stefan Benta, who's very known here in Los Angeles. He teaches ballet to professionals from all over LA area. They come to him to take a class. And that's where I met John Castagna, and he is a film director and a choreographer. And at some point, he just, like, came up to me. I remember after one class, and he's like, I'm sorry, Ida, but you have to do this project. So, you know, he's like a real artist. It's like, oh, what project? He's like, I'm doing a film that's going to be called Kimono, and it's based on my Japanese teacher, who I used to be friends with, and she's been an inspiration in my life because of her culture and how she left it and she came back to it and she keeps her traditions, but she's like a liberated woman now, and I just want to do a dance that describes her, and I want you to do it. So we started working on it. It took us a few weeks, and it's a dance, but there's definitely a story throughout the whole piece, and it's based on like Madame Butterfly, the opera. So there's a lot of aspects of that Japanese like fight, you know, and the she's with the Westerner, you know, she's with the soldiers. So there's like a lot of that.
But that's amazing because now you not only you have your acting skills, you have your dancing skills, and you
do
have
you sing
good.
Too?
Yeah, and she's singing too.
I was in musical theater track at UCLA, but honestly, I mean, I love to sing, but I don't know. It scares me. You know, it scares me.
You don't know.
You know, big things happen if you get past that hump. Being
no,
scared.
So I don't think I have like it takes me a long time to sing. How do you say that? Oh,
scale.
My goodness. Like, very, like, beyond the note. Like, I think I
that would be trouble.
Say that. Like, I have
in
to
tune.
Practice in tune.
Okay.
That's the word. I have to practice so much because I can hear that I'm not in tune and it makes me so
drives
stressed
you crazy.
Out. I can't do it. Like, maybe it's not super off tune. Like, people sing like that and they don't stress out about it.
No.
For me, it, like, makes me so anxious. I'm like, I can't. This is so
you
embarrassing.
Thank God you. Yeah, thank God
you. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I need to wrap it up, this part of the segment with Ida Nowakowska, who, like,
sorry,
people probably
so
fell
much.
In love. No, that's your time is here. But we just can listen to you. I really think you're a charmer and you belong to the microphone. You need to have your own show, radio show for sure. And again, you will be on a Polish Film Festival. Everybody who wants to purchase tickets, that's not a ticket, that's charitable.
Yes.
You can just, you know, but go to the website to Polish Film. Yeah.
I just want to say one more thing about
yes.
the festival, actually, because I think it's a great event, and I really, really recommend it to everybody, because it's where you meet the Polish culture. We hear a lot about the Polish films, and they're magnificent. They're amazing. So you go, and you're in the center of Hollywood, but you're among Polish artists. So if you've ever been interested in the Polish culture and entertainment or history, it is the go-to place. And you're going to have a lot of fun.
A lot
Polish
of fun.
People
you
know how
of,
to have fun.
We're not Polish, and we're going. And because of Ilona,
yes.
and just
absolutely.
Really amazing.
Yeah,
not
really
just for Polish
to.
People.
Okay, then polishfilmla.org. Please, that's the website. Please go and check how you can be part of this festival. I think $90 will get you to, minimum $90 will get you to a beautiful event the first night opening in Egyptian. A red carpet, gorgeous clothing, amazing food, good alcohol, great girls, great show, and awards, of course, are given there. Plus, beautiful movie in the end of the evening. And then almost 10 days of film showings. You know, then one of them is named Kimono.
Yes.
And Ida Nowakowska will be there. And your husband's name is?
My husband's name is Jack. Yes.
Jack. And second, he's?
Jack Herndon.
Because you have so many names. And we, and your husband, we love your husbands. We can say hi to him also.
Hi, husband.
But thank you for thank you for today. Okay. To not rush, but we need to rush because we have really important things to say for veterans. And also, that was funny because I was reading one of the important newspapers. I don't know, I have so many of them, but it was the same about older people, how scary it is for all of us when we are getting older to even thinking that one day we'll be stuck in a place that we for sure don't want to be. And that's, if we don't have family,
the key is
you know,
to
you
plan.
Could be really, really, I don't know, on the street or just in horrible places.
Yeah.
What a way to just getting old and just dying, bad places like that. But today, you say, tell me, would we even say, tell me why it's so important for you to come on the show today? And we were mentioning probably the veterans.
We already mentioned that part. But, you know, you bring up a good point. You know, the key is to plan now, plan early, and plan often. And then, you know, you'll alleviate a lot of the problems that arise later.
Yeah, let's not be afraid of questioning. You know, we have phone number to you.
Just wait. They just procrastinate.
We all procrastinate. You know. I know, but you know, when we are nervous and we know where to call, even when we are procrastinator, if you have this telephone number, yours, could you give us one more time your phone number?
818-905-6088.
And yeah, if you have any issues, the one that we'll be talking today, or the previous issues and the further, we'll be talking to about many, many things. But today, tell me about the cost of long-term care and some of the way to pay for it.
Well, you know, the costs of long-term care are devastating. And, you know, unfortunately, they wipe out, you know, your entire life savings in many cases. You know, the cost of a nursing home, over $100,000 a year.
Come on.
Crazy. Cost of, you know, assisted living, you know, a decent one, $5,000 a month. Nice ones, really nice ones, $8,000 to $9,000 a month. And if you want to remain in your home and you need care, it can cost $20,000 to $25,000 a month.
Okay, everybody's packing going to Poland. Everybody, please. Where families care and is much cheaper, hopefully. Yeah,
the government,
but that's petrifying.
Takes care of you.
whatever, still, you know, it's just petrifying because really here we don't have too many contacts with families. We are not so close.
But even
if you
do, would you want your kid to change your diaper?
No. And you don't want to be like, yeah.
You don't want that on the shoulder.
You
want a professional to do that and not to burden your family with those. Thanks.
And then give me example of why it is so important to plan in advance to protect assets, and maybe you can lead to another question. And you know,
sure. Oh. Well, you know, I didn't finish answering the prior question, but you know, some of the ways that people pay for care. You know, if you have enough assets personally out of pocket until you run out of money, if you plan early, you can get long-term care insurance, reverse mortgages, and then there's the government. For veterans, there's the veterans benefits that we briefly already mentioned, and then there's Medi-Cal that will also pay for long-term care. You know, you want to make sure that you plan as early as you possibly can.
What means the earliest? What is the earliest?
Well, you know, everybody needs to plan. And, you know, at 18, you want to make sure you have powers of attorney in place in healthcare because you're able to make your own decisions at 18. And if you don't have them, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in that situation. Who's going to be able to make decisions for you? And are they the right person? Are they going to make the right decision?
We don't think this way. We don't think, you know, accidents happen. Things
fight with the kids about it.
And most of parents are divorced and everybody has some family problems, issues. I never think about this.
Yeah. And then
until my life fell apart and now I'm only me and my daughter. And he's like, oh, my gosh, you know. Oh my gosh, God, thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
But still, it's a petrifying, you know. Then you say it's never too early. 18 is the time that we can decide.
Well, I always say elder law begins at 18. But, you know, as you age and you go through transitions, as you get a bit older, you know, you're going to look at the planning to avoid any court involvement when you pass away called probate and have, you know, probably a revocable trust. And then if you haven't have the good fortune to pay for long-term care insurance when you're younger and, you know, you are starting to age, you start to need a little bit more assistance with getting out of bed or getting out of a chair or dressing or bathing.
That's me every morning.
Then you want to start planning now to have it so the government will pay for you through Medi-Cal, which is California's version of Medicaid.
How bad is really the care under Medi-Cal? Do you think it's like the people need to be so scared of that?
Well, you know, there are decent nursing homes, but there aren't that many nice ones. But unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of situations where, you know, everybody would say, I never thought I would end up in a skilled nursing facility, but there are a lot of situations where you can't have no choice.
Yeah.
You need 24-hour round-the-clock supervised care, and you can't afford that in your home. Your only choice would be then, and the question is, you know, are you going to pay out of pocket $120,000 a year?
Mm.
In which case, you know, you leave your spouse, if you're married, broke, and then they too have no options. They can't take care of themselves. Yeah. Or are you going to plan early enough so that you can qualify for Medi-Cal if you need it? The key is to plan early enough so that if, you know, hopefully you never need it, but if you do need it, it's available to you. And the thing about Medi-Cal is it's really in flux, just like a lot of the laws. You know, we're in a situation where in about 2 to 3 years from now, the laws with Medi-Cal are going to be very different than they are today. And nobody knows when we're going to need Medi-Cal and what the rules are going to be then. So it's really important to plan now if you think you're going to need care anytime soon, so that you're grandfathered in under the prior rules, where they're much more flexible than the current rules.
What does this mean, much more flexible?
Well, under the current rules, it's very easy to plan, even with a house and other significant assets, to qualify for Medi-Cal in 90 days if you want to.
Okay.
When the rules change, you know, you'll still, just like I mentioned with the VA, it's going to be harder. There'll still be legal planning that you can do, but it just won't be as immediate. So if you plan now, you can immediately qualify if you need it later. That's the key.
It's like insurance. I mean,
yes,
people imagine procrastinating getting your house insurance or your car insurance or living in California.
They taught us
insurance
to not do this anymore. We do. We do have insurance on everything. But we do not have.
No,
we don't think this way.
Exactly. Because people don't think.
It's scary. Yeah.
It's human.
It's scary. We want to push this away.
Something's going
to
happen to you.
Oh, you have daughters. You have. You can't. Or sons or children. Or you say you. You really need to think about your life, how to start, how to build up, and how to beautifully exit this place, you know. And not, I cannot even imagine wipe up somebody else's savings on me when they later cannot help themselves. And I don't know what love has to do with it, like Tina Turner says. But, you know, you really need to not do this to people.
It's not only just money, but it's... Yes, the amount of burden you put on your family, your loved ones. I'll tell you a story. You asked for an example. So we have a situation right now where husband and wife are married, in their early 70s. And wife had Alzheimer's and husband had a caregiver. And he was using her assets at Fidelity to take care of her. Well, Fidelity found out about it and they froze the account. So he came to us and said, what do we do? We said, well, we'll have to go to court so we can get control of the assets. And unfortunately, he passed away.
She has Alzheimer's, but she ended
didn't have.
And they had no planning, no ability to manage assets, no estate plan, nothing. So now we had to go to court, and his only family, her only family is her brother, who also has Alzheimer's in Texas. And his family is also out of state, and you know, they want to help out, but they're far away. So we had to hire a professional conservator, it's called, in order to take over managing her assets.
And her
time-consuming, costly. And we're just hoping something doesn't happen to her before we get a chance to ask the court to put a plan in place for her. You can do that. Again, it's going to cost thousands of dollars of her assets. And hopefully we can do it before something happens to her. Otherwise, guess what? It ends up in probate again. And it's going to wipe out, you know, at least 5% of her assets. So this is a nightmare and a mess.
In simple words,
we can get to it later.
Take our hands and say it, you know, clearly, because still there are scary situations in life and we think, oh, maybe it will not happen to me. But really, the most important is to find person like you. Of course, we want Jerry to help everybody who is in California mostly, because you cannot like deal with New York too much, different rules. But
it depends. I mean, when we're talking about VA benefits, that's federal law. So we've helped people in every state outside of California.
We'll talk about this in a second. But when it comes to family law, elderly law, really would be great if people listen to Jerry and understand the decision need to be made very, very fast, very soon. And don't be afraid of that, because you have this consultation. And again, if you heard Jerry on my radio show and you call, like the gentleman from Sacramento or whatever called, he will talk to you for free.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I didn't want to say out loud, for free. First consultation will be free. And you can ask him a question, he right away will know what is the best probably road to pick and what is the situation he can help right away. And you say 90 days right now, you could have your somebody who needs the help, you know, to be taken care of. And maybe in a few years, maybe this will not be like that anymore. You know, we don't know. But right now, like I said, everybody who is 60, 70, we need to think about this.
Yeah, I can tell you with certainty within the next 5 years, it will no longer be like that because they passed the Deficit Reduction Act in 2006 and every state was supposed to adopt it by 2010. Well, here we are in California. We still haven't. We're operating in some rules that were passed in 1984. So they're getting around to it, just taking their time. It's coming.
The same thing with the VA. We heard the VA rules are changing for the last 2 or 3 years. And now, they said, and then all of a sudden, September 18th, they told us you have a month. And in a month,
that's what we have the most question because, you know, it's scary seeing the October 18th. You know, that this is the date, and we had a chance to talk about this for last Monday and previous Monday. But tell me about the new rules for veterans going into effect on October 18, I think you mentioned, but you can do it very short. Well, and describe what is the purpose of the VA pension. Okay, that's a different topic. Then if you can go to...
Well, the purpose of the VA pension is to... It's one of the ways we pay for care. So a lot of times it's the difference between, getting some help in the house or having to move to an assisted living facility or a board and care or a nicer assisted living
facility.
And
we're talking about over $2,000 a month tax-free. Yeah. $2,000 a month tax-free.
When you wrap up this in a year, that's starting to be 20-something thousand bucks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And describe what is the purpose of the VA pension and describe the difference it makes in their lives when you assist clients plan.
The difference is huge, and I think we just mentioned it, that it can be the difference between
$25,000 that we don't know about, tax-free,
a
year.
You know, I'll give you another story. You like stories. So we had another client. they came to us. She came to us. She had her father in, a decent assisted living facility costing $5,000 a month. He had $2,500 from Social Security, and she was working two jobs to pay for him to stay there. Well, she came to us because she lost her job, and she wanted to know, how do we get him onto Medi-Cal, figuring that he would have to go onto Medi-Cal and go into a nursing home. Well, I asked him, was your dad a veteran? And she said, yes. He served in World War II as a pilot. And I said, really? I said, how would you like it if we can get him over $2,000 a month, tax-free, for the rest of his life? And she said, you can do that? I said, yes. And she was ecstatic. And
life-changing.
She asked, why hadn't anybody told me about this?
Imagine, yes, how many...
And can we go back for the last 5 years that I've been working my tail off? Unfortunately, you can't. But,
you cannot, yes. But right now, we still have this time. Please, 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 if anybody knows veterans around us, we know. You know, then just we don't even know what to ask them, but their family will know what to ask Jerry, hopefully. But if you don't pick up the phone and try to get this consultation, but 5-10 minutes right now on the phone will get you to office. Your office is in
Encino.
Then it's very close to Sherman Oaks, but whatever. You know, it's not far away here.
We do also online consultation. So if they live further away, we can
meet by Zoom or Skype or. Yeah.
But we are talking. We still have time. What I'm saying, 18th. You know, today is what, 7th, 8th. You know, then we have still like 10 days. Then if you know somebody who just maybe doesn't even know what to ask for, because people say, oh, I have everything covered, I think, you know, but I'm sure many people don't know about this tax-free $25,000, you know, then if they can call your phone number again.
818-905-6088. And we want to stress...
One more time.
818-905-6088. And we want to stress that just because there's this 18th deadline and you think you should do something, don't do it without talking to a VA-accredited attorney who can properly advise you on what you should be doing, how does that impact Medi-Cal, and various other things, because you can make a decision that isn't very smart if you don't talk to somebody.
Wonderful. And then we have, describe the difference it makes in their life. So when you ask this client, when we talk about this, of course, losing so much money.
That.
What are some common misconceptions around veterans' benefits, and what are some of the most common fears about getting legal help? That's what we say. Is this just procrastination? Say, I don't know. I'm afraid. I don't know who to ask. We have an answer. You know, we have a person right now. Yeah. I'm sure we have a few people around that are helping right now veterans to get everything approved before October 18th. But we have our friend to the show who is doing this with full heart every month for 1 hour. We are trying to describe the help is here. It's just not knowing who to call. And we have a Jerry, and he's just a very smart man. And we know why you really care also so much about veterans. Why? And not only veterans. We are talking children with special needs. You really have heart in right place for all of these things. And people, please go back and listen to our shows. You will understand what I'm talking about. Then, can you answer this two questions? What are some common misconceptions around veterans' benefits? And what are some of the most common fears about getting legal help?
Well, I think that, you know, the misconceptions are that it costs money.
Yeah.
You know, it does. Yeah. In some cases, the legal planning is going to cost
some
money.
But we pay for everything.
But, you know, most people don't look at it from that. You know, in the case of the VA, you're going to be making $25,000 a year tax-free. So, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer, even if it costs something. You're going to make it back very quickly. And also, when it comes to long-term care planning, you could be saving up to $120,000 a year. So, you know, no matter what we charge, and it's nowhere near that, of course, you know, it's going to be beneficial. And we forgot to mention, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. We're an estate planning and elder law firm. But, you know, one of the things that really makes us unique is that we're also a life care planning firm. So we actually have a nurse on our staff. And our nurse helps coordinate the medical care with the legal care so that we put the appropriate legal plan in place that coordinates with the medical plan. And, you know, unfortunately, as we age, things change. It's not, you know, unfortunately, you're going to go down that hill and eventually need more and more assistance. So that way, as the medical plan can changes, so can the legal plan, and it's an evolving process that way, and that's why we call it life care planning, because it's planning for life.
And again, consultation is free. If you mentioned that you heard and saw us on Facebook or listen to our show, hopefully, or download our show later, then please reach out to Jerry and Jerry Kane, and phone number
818. 9-0.
It's very important, you know. It's like we are talking, but people say, well, you know, we don't want people to listen 100 times. We want them to
give us a call.
Absolutely. I would love that, because that's people can write it down. But one more time, pen. Everybody has pen?
Call us at 818-905-6088. And are you going to ask us about the last question on
there,
or should I just
No, just give it to me, because we have 5 more minutes before the show is ending. But how can seniors and their children get past their fears? Is this something you should try to do on your own without our help? Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I can.
You know, as I already mentioned, do not do this on your own.
Yeah,
the
legal
rules with
stuff.
Medi-Cal and veterans benefits are very complex and complicated. And as you can see, the rules today are going to be different 2 weeks from now, so you can't keep up with them. We spend a lot of time keeping up on the rules, so you don't have to. And you can come to us and say, what's the rule today? And we'll be able to tell you definitively, here's what you do today.
And the role of Jerry's is to show us how we can make our life better and easier for all of us, instead of maybe hiding what something is between the lines and you will never find out. We have somebody who will protect us.
Yes.
And save us money and take care of the things that we cannot do on our own. You know, this is illegal stuff. Nobody wants to do legal stuff if they don't have education. And being, like you say, every month, every week, everything changes. You are on the top of every changes that law gives to you, especially. It throws at you. And now you need to know all of these things. Mm-hmm. But do we have any question? How can someone find out more about WHOO? Well, I like it because we have listed your information on Accent On, and I listed there. But of course, how can someone find out more about Jerry Kane and law offices of Gerald Kane, and how you can help? That would be the great
We invite you to come to our website at estplan.com. That's like estate plan. On our website, you can pick up all of our free reports, our veterans guide. We have a fantastic guide for caregivers called the ABCs of Long-Term Care and Legal Planning. And that book's going to give you a lot of great information.
All the guides are free, so you can just download them.
Yes.
So.
Amazing.
You know, the conversations you have to have now with a sick or disabled loved one to simplify your job as a caregiver, the truth about Medicare and why Medicare is not going to pay for benefits, how to use legal planning to qualify for Medi-Cal, the most important documents that you need to have so that you can stay in control of your loved one's situation, how to access benefits like VA and various other things as well.
Very informative. And you are here also every month. And I know you'll be friend for the show of Accent On forever. And I cannot even imagine to not have you with all of this information, because everybody needs to shake it up and say, that's end of our lives. We really need to know how this will end, and better be happy ending instead of scary for everybody. Then that's why we have you here, and I'm so, so thankful. Today, I don't know what's happened. Times run so fast when we have fun and we educate, and we are looking at this beautiful, wonderful actor of originally from Poland, but really she's in America, ready to take big roles on her shoulder.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. What day is your filming? You know?
I think it's on the 17th.
Oh, that's the first day.
So the first night?
No, then not. I think it's on the 18th.
On the 18th.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So please do come. It's a short film, just a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll be there to hang out with everybody.
At the Lemley?
Yes.
At the Lemley.
Yes.
On the website you probably have every movie. A kimono is very easy to remember. right now I want to finish the show, of course, with Natasha.
Perfect.
Yes, Mira, my daughter's song, because I think it's so filmmaking style scoring.
That's
and
so
I
beautiful.
Think you will enjoy this beautiful. And yes, and soon we'll be promoting another song of hers, because it's almost ready. Woo! Calling out to me, Natasha.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.